Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your Holy Spirit. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our Savior, the Holy Spirit our guide. We praise you, Father God, my Abba. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. Thank you for this wonderful day. Another day for us to get together here on earth, fellowship with one another. Another day for more souls to come into your kingdom. We praise you. We worship you. You're amazing. You are everything, my Lord Jesus. You are bridegroom, our lips, your bridegroom. We can't wait to be with you for eternity in heaven. Praise you. Thank you for being with us every day, 24/7, helping us through our trials and our joys. Thank you for our thorns and roses. Thank you for being with us, because without you we are nothing. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Abba, for sending your Holy Spirit to continue to guide us and help us through our days, helping us to stay in the light of path of righteousness, helping us to do your will for us. We praise you. We worship you. I love you, my Lord Jesus. I love you, Father God. My Lord, I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, my RCC family. I pray for my RCC family and myself and my family and our families and all of your bride. Thank you for continuing to shower us with your peace and with your love, with your happiness, with your joy. Thank you for continuing to help us and guide us. Thank you for continuing to supply our needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for laying your healing hands upon us every day and healing us wherever we need to be healed, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally. Thank you for fighting our battles for us when we surrender them to you. We know you are with us always and are always there protecting us and keeping us safe. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God, my Abba. Praise you, Holy Spirit. I am waiting for the Rapture Centric Church family, RCC family. I love you. I am actually waiting for my panel, my hosting panel to show up, but usually have the password and everything just programmed in, but it's not today, so now I have to remember it and log in and get all that stuff set up. Let's put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18, therefore put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may withstand your ground. After you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all kinds of occasions, all kinds of prayers, requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. And prayers for the families of, there have been so many tragedies lately. Well, every day it seems like there's, but in the U.S. there's the tragedy. Well, I pray for all the families and friends, relatives, who have lost someone in any tragedy that has happened. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shower them with your peace and comfort. Shower them with your love. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to lay your healing hands upon them and heal their broken hearts and get them through this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. And I lift up all those souls that were taken, that died before this rapture, before the elopture, before your second coming. I pray for them all. I pray for their salvation. Forgive them their sins. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they say. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on their souls. I pray, Lord Jesus, you gave them a chance before they took their last breath to cry out to you, I pray you gave them a chance that they were able to, so they could cry out to you and ask for forgiveness. I pray that you showed them the way, the only way for you, Lord Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life. I pray that you gave them up. Trinity, and I pray that you were able to take all those souls that passed in the past few days, every day someone passes, and I pray, Lord Jesus, you were able to take them home and that you give them a chance in their last breath to cry out to you and ask for forgiveness so you can bring them home, because we are all your children there, all your children. We are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God, no matter what our sin. A sin is a sin in your eyes. There's no sin greater or worse. You don't measure sin on a scale. A sin is displeasing to you. Anything we do in our lives is displeasing to you. And in your word, the specific things in your word are sin, and forgive us. Forgive us all. Have mercy on our souls. Help us to be obedient to you. I pray for lost souls that are lukewarm, the confused, the sexually confused, the deceived. I pray for them all. I pray this you're coming any second. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they have a chance right before the rapture to make it into the rapture. And if not, I pray, Lord Jesus, that they have that chance to make it home to you and survive that tribulation, great tribulation. So I pray no one has to go through. So I just pray for them all. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you appear to them in your Shekinah glory. You just give them maybe dreams, visions, near-death experiences to wake them up to come to you. I pray they cry out to you for help, Lord Jesus. I pray that they turn to you. I pray that they ask for forgiveness. I pray that they seek you. I pray that they love you back. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God. You are merciful and just. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God, my Abba. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let me do Psalm 91, and then I'll have to pause for a second so I can type multitasking and trying to remember and type a password and trying to speak at the same time. That's a little more difficult than some other multitasking, so I might have to pause for a second to figure it out. All right. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler snare, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His face will be your shield and your buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. For you only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For you command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With Jesus Christ I pray, amen. Psalm 91. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, all you nations, extol him, all you peoples, for great is the love, is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, worship you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debt, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Matthew 6. I'm reading from NIV, actually, just so you know. I think it's a little different in King James and all those. All right, so I was going to read. John 3:16, which you all know. All right, for it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only, his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because of their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by truth comes into light so that he may see plainly that what he has done has been done through God." That was John 3:16-21. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And let's just read. Let me read for you. Romans 3:23. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through him in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because his forbearance had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. So he did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Romans 3:23-26. I like Romans 8:2. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in it was weakened by sinful nature. God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled, met in us who do not live according to sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Thanks be to God. Romans 8:1, and this is for those going through trials. All of us are, all the bride are. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall the trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword or danger? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Romans 8. And 31 through 39. Thanks be to God. Here's my favorite, 2 Timothy 4:6. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father God, my Abba. Praise you. Praise you. Worship you. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs.
O Lord of God, it is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture, which His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 100. And Jesus says in Revelation 22, Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is He who keeps the word of the book in this prophecy. Revelation 22:12. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give according to what He has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they might have right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs who practice magic arts, the sexual immoral, the murderers, the adulterers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give this testimony to the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. Revelation 22, verse 1 was 7, and then the rest are 12 through 16. Praise You, Father God. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Praise You. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let's rejoice and be glad and give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Revelation 19:6 through 8. All right. I actually forgot I had a dream this morning. It was weird. I was in an outdoor auditorium, and I was at the very top. With, I think, family members and maybe some friends. There was a group of us, and I know for some family members, but I'm not sure who else was there. I may have been by myself at the top of the theater, the auditorium, watching what was going on stage. And I'm watching what's going on stage. It's dark. It's dark out now, and I think the stars are shining. It's like an outdoor auditorium. Like the Hollywood Bowl is an outdoor auditorium. Anyway, I was at the very top, last row of bleachers, standing behind in the aisleway, and I noticed on stage an angel was coming down out of the ceiling. They were in the production. They were bringing an angel down out of the ceiling, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're bringing a fallen angel down out of the ceiling, because in my spirit, I knew it was a fallen angel. And then all of a sudden, they start bringing down all these like fallen angels and these Nephilim, however you say that word, I'm not sure if I said it right. All these Nephilim angels were coming down out of the rafters, like of a theater, how they, you know, lower and rise curtains. The same thing was happening, like the angels were coming down. It was a big production number. So all these Nephilim, I could tell they were Nephilim because they were giants. And they had big heads, but they had, like, angel wings. So I knew they were fallen angels. And I'm in my spirit, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're starting this deception. This deception is starting. They're just starting to deceive the masses. They're trying to put this into their heads that this is okay and this is acceptable, and they're trying to get them okay with and accept all this stuff that's coming. So that's what I saw. And so I went into this room right after, and it was like, I want to say it was like a garage. And my family members were in there, and I was like, I was explaining, see, this is happening. They're starting to see these are Nephilim, and I was trying to explain, and I was also saying, okay, now that this is happening, everyone get in the room, because I know there's going to be an earthquake. There's going to be a big, huge earthquake happening. So everyone get in this room. The room was white, by the way. It was a garage room. It reminded me of a garage, but it was, there are no cars in there. It's just like a big, empty room. Like the size of a garage, and it was all white. It seemed like the door went from outside the outside auditorium out, out
to the outside, to the auditorium area.
Anyway, so I'm, like, trying to get everyone prepared and, like, ready, like, there's going to be an earthquake or whatever, and to stay here. And then, like, random part of the dream, I am in a restaurant, and I'm serving food, and I, this was before the garage thing, I think it was a flash to me in, like, a restaurant. I was serving a table, and one of the orders was ready, but I had forgotten to order this one. The linguine with clams was ready. I work at a seafood restaurant, so we have these items on our menu. The linguine with clams was ready, but I forgot to order the pasta marinara, and I knew it was only going to take a few minutes to cook, but I was kind of stalling for the guests so they wouldn't be upset that their food was taking a while. And just as he was starting, so I finally get both items, and I reheat the linguine clam so it's warm or hot. And then I bring the items out just as, like, the table started looking around, wondering where their food was. So this was, like, interjected in between the scene of the auditorium with the Nephilim and the Fallen Angels coming down, doing a little performance, a theater performance on stage, and the whole garage scene with the whole white garage and me knowing there's an earthquake coming and I had family members there. There could have been some other people as well. So that was my dream. I'm doing the passwords. Sorry, I was trying to do the passwords so I could actually open up and get chat going. And shoot, I entered the wrong password. And I have to do it again, darn it. Bummer. I should say bummer. I'm trying to get this open so chat could be opened. And so I could play some worship music to praise our King. So let me do this again. Let me just concentrate on what I'm doing. I know I have it. I just have to find it. Oh, darn. Okay. Wait. Oh, I guess I did it, because it says I'm trying to enter, but all of a sudden I can get to where I need to go. So, I'll be back in Bijanesh in just a second, I pray. Just waiting for my computer. Spinning. Okay, I now have a board. There we go. Now we're in. All right, now let me open. So there's an issue with the Skype to host connections. Okay, now it says premium members, that's why I connected with there's a new number to call in for host, so hopefully you're all hearing me. Hopefully you've all been hearing me. I haven't been speaking for naught. But I was able to log in, so okay, so chat is now open. Whoever was trying to get in chat is now open. So sorry it took so long. Let me play some music. Let's worship our King. Our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for removing our chains. Thank you.
Lost, but now I'm found. but now I see 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the eye I first believed. My chains are torn, the love you've captured my heart. Won't you dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to a song of a song. Thank you. rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great our God.
Come.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Oh. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affection.
Thank you for loving us first. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Praise you, praise you, praise you. I just want to wish you, Father God, our Abba, and Lord Jesus, happy Father's Day this coming Sunday on earth, this earth time, this coming Sunday. Happy Father's Day. You're amazing Father. You're a creator. You're an amazing creator. You're an amazing Father, our Abba. We love you. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for protecting us and keeping us safe. Thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon us and continue to bestow upon us. You're amazing, and we would love to be home to you. We would love to poof today, elope with you today, my Lord Jesus, to be home and celebrate Father's Day with all of you in heaven, our eternal Father in heaven. We would love to be home to celebrate Father's Day with you in person, face to face in heaven. It would be our desire. We wish you happy. I don't know if there's going to be another church on Sunday, RCC church on Sunday or not, but just in case, and I pray we see you in person on that day, but happy Father's Day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this song I dedicate to you, our Abba and our Lord Jesus, for Father's Day. We love you.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
Yeah. are perfect in all your ways, Abba. You are, everything is perfect about you. Your timing is perfect, even though we become frustrated and impatient. Thank you for continuing to love us anyway. Thank you for showering us, Lord Jesus, with your patience and your trust and your hope and your resilience. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And hi, Jerry and Chad. Love you, Jerry. Welcome to chat. Hi and bye, I should say. He's popping in and popping out. He was only one in chat, no one online. I want to read what he put in the box for today from the Lord. Psalm 43:5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And all I have to say is amen and amen. Spirit and the bride say, come. I didn't hear our songs. Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father. Come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today. We welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Praise you, Jesus. Spirit and the bride say, come. We love you, Jesus. Sweet Lord Jesus, our bridegroom, our elixir bridegroom, we can't wait to be in your arms, see you in person, and just be with you for eternity. We love you, and we anxiously wait for your appearing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. I just lift up RCC. I know a lot of us are going through trials and troubles and all your bride. I just lift us up, Lord Jesus. Please thank you. Please and thank you for continuing to be with us and help us through our trials, holding our hand every step of the way. Thank you for fighting our battles for us, that we surrender at your feet and let us be victorious in our battles, because we have victory in you, Christ Jesus. Because you are the victor, Lord Jesus. Thank you that we have victory in Jesus. We have victory in our battles and trials because you are there with us, fighting for us. If God is for us, who dare be against us? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. I just cover us all with the precious blood of Jesus, Holy Ones. Thank you for continuing to lift us up and get us through each day with victory. Victory, victory in Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, no one else has called in. I am going to do a couple more songs, or one or two. Yeah. And then have a blessed day, all. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come today. We welcome you, Lord, today. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords, come today. Please, yes, today. Praise you, Jesus, praise you.
We know any second you're coming.
Coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm
coming home, Jesus. We're just waiting for you to call our names. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father God, our Abba. We love you, Holy Spirit, our guide, our friend. Love you all. I love you all, my RCC family, and all you listeners, everyone, and listening in archives, I love you all. God bless you all. I pray that you have blessed week, day, week, all God's blessings to you, I will see you in the air any second now. God bless you all. Happy Father's Day, Abba, Lord Jesus, happy Father's Day. Happy Daddy's Day to all you earthly daddies. Everywhere that God is blessed with children to take care of, that God has put in your lives to nurture and grow for Him. So happy Daddy's Day to you. There's only one Father, our Abba Father in heaven. But happy Daddy's Day to the rest of you. Love you all. God bless you. Mwah.